Good morning, and welcome to the Seeds of Truth. How good it is to have you in our audience this morning. But before I begin my lesson, I want to take this time to cordially invite you to come and worship with us at the Rivermont Church of Christ. Our building is located at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. We meet at 10 and 11 on Sunday morning. Our evening worship service is at 6 p.m. On Wednesday, we meet at 7:30 p.m., and we have Bible classes for all ages. We're interested in spreading the gospel to all who will hear, as we have some doing that in prison work, and some involved in door knocking, and others involved in this radio program. And we're excited about our growth and the spreading of God's word. And these are exciting times. Come and join us in our work for our Lord. You can also access our website at rmcoc.com. Now to our lesson for the morning. Your speaker is Robert Swain. And I'm reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 through 20. And get your Bibles and study along with me. Paul says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, with all prayer and supplication, praying at all seasons in the Spirit, and watching thereunto unto all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and on my behalf that utterance may be given unto me in opening my mouth, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Now, the great apostle Paul urged the Ephesian brethren to pray that he might speak boldly as I ought to speak. You see, Paul's desire was to speak as he ought to speak. Does not this statement presuppose that the manner of preaching is prescribed? Paul could not speak just anything that might have entered into his mind. His preaching was limited to, "Thus saith the Lord." It was his responsibility to reveal the gospel, that is, the good news of Jesus Christ. And if I fulfill my responsibility, I can speak only that which is revealed in the gospel of Christ. Notice the word of this great apostle to Timothy, "I charge thee in the sight of God and of Christ Jesus, who shall judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and teaching." 2 Timothy 4:1 and 2. Now, what was Timothy to preach? The word. What did Paul preach? The gospel. In Acts 4:29 we read, "And now, Lord, look upon their threatenings, and grant unto thy servant to speak thy word with all boldness." You see, these early disciples were being threatened with their lives, and yet they prayed for boldness to speak the word. Peter says, "If any man speak, let him speak the oracles of God," 1 Peter 4:11. Are you denominational preachers listening? Jesus was the perfect teacher or preacher. He always said the right things. He never preached a false doctrine. He never left unsaid anything that needed to be said. He never misjudged an audience. He came to seek and save that which was lost, as stated in Luke 19 and 10. And such is not always so with modern-day preachers. You know, I personally have preached very few lessons where there was not room for improvement. Always something else that should have been said, or perhaps a better choice of words. And there seems to be so much room for improvement. So many areas for increasing its desired effectiveness, so much needed to make the lesson personally acceptable by all in the audience, and such was not true with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So let's observe some points with reference to preaching as I ought to preach. There are several characteristics which should be present when preaching is being done, whether by me or anyone else who claims to be a teacher or preacher for Jesus Christ. First, one must speak faithfully. As in all other things, Jesus is our example in faithfulness to